We're studying the article of the Arvut by Baal HaSulam. We're in item 20.
Yes. What is he trying to tell us here? He wants to tell us that the act of the Arvut, the mutual responsibility that we need to develop between us and increase it more and more means not only between us, between those who are already learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, who are already correcting themselves, correcting the world, correcting our small society, but that basically we need because of the obligation to obtain and to realize the mutual responsibility, then we must not only uphold it between us, between those who are directed toward the Creator, those who receive from Him the power and the desire to reach the Creator. Rather, we have to also convey both the method and the knowledge that connection is the future of the world. And whether we want to or not, we see how Baal HaSulam troubled himself and talked about it in the articles of the last generation. And in many other places, he was completely drawn to explaining the obligation, the necessity for mutual responsibility for the correction of all the people. And it's necessary in order to correct Adam Rishon, because even before he divided into many groups and nations and etc. So returning into connecting the vessel of Adam HaRishon can only be through the method of mutual responsibility. When all the world connects and all the nations will flow unto him, etc. And all this hatred between nations will disappear, and especially toward the people of Israel, because it carries within it the method of mutual responsibility, the method of connection. This is why it is hated. This is the reason for the hatred, the great hatred toward us, because we are seemingly carrying within us something very important, precious, but we're not dispensing it among everyone. The method of connection between us and from between us and to the Creator, meaning the method of nearing the Creator, is basically in us, but it's as if we are hiding it from everyone. So precisely by developing the method of connection among everyone, the world can come closer to the Creator, and then it will achieve the desired correction. This is what he wants to tell us here. So let's read item 20.
20. But the end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under His work. As it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth in that day. The Lord will be one and His name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto Him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation, as the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah. For were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be better than the rest of the nations, as mentioned in item 12. So it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and mitzvot, commandments, to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is dvikut, adhesion with Him. Thus, each and every mitzvah that each person from Israel performs in order to bring contentment to one's Maker, and not for any reward of self-love, helps to some extent with the development of all people in the world. This is because it is not done at once, but by a slow, gradual development until it increases to such a degree that it can bring all people in the world to the desired purity. And this is what our sages call shifting the balance to merit, meaning that the necessary weight of purity has been achieved. They compared it with weighing on a scale, where the shifting of the balance is the achievement of the desired weight.
In other words, we have to try to come to such connections between us, such incorporations between us, and between us meaning those who understand that the purpose of creation is to attain the Creator in the connection between us, right? And to try to come to such a state where we can convey the method of connection also to all the nations, to the whole world, to all the created beings. And then, by this, we will come to a state where everyone will understand our role and connect to us, connect together with us, to attaining the Creator, to connecting around Him. And in this way, the world will be corrected. Okay? All right. If this is clear, then we will move on. Continue.
21. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that the world is judged by its majority. He was referring to the role of the Israeli nation to qualify the world for a certain measure of purity until they are worthy of taking upon themselves His work. No less than Israel were worthy at the time they received the Torah. In the words of our sages, it is considered that they had attained enough virtues to overcome the side of sin, which is the filthy self-love. Clearly, if the side of merit, which is the sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and agreement to say, we will do and we will hear, as Israel said. But before they obtain sufficient merits, self-love will certainly prevail, and they will refuse to assume His burden. Our sages said, he who performs one mitzvah is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. This means that an individual part of Israel finally adds his own part to the final decision, as one who weighs sesame seeds and adds them one by one,
to the scale until the balance shifts. Certainly everyone takes part in this shifting, for without him the sentencing would never be completed. Similarly, it is said about the acts of an individual from Israel that he sentences the whole world to the scale of merit. This is because when the matter ends and the whole world has been sentenced to the side of merit, each and every one will have a share in the shifting. For it were not for his actions, the shifting would have been deficient. Thus you find that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, does not dispute the words of our sages, that all of Israel is responsible for one another. Rather, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks of the correction of the world in the future, whereas our sages speak of the present, when only Israel have taken upon themselves the Torah.
Ken. Kiev.
Yes, Kiev.
What does it mean that we shift to the side of merit and the whole world is corrected from that?
That we want to spread to everyone the knowledge that the world exists in order to achieve connection, unity, and then reveal according to his effort to connect among everyone, to discover the upper force, or to the extent that we connect above our ego. By this, we make room for the Creator to be revealed between us. This is the process we have to go through. Until the Creator can be revealed entirely among all the created beings, the desire doesn't become refined, disappears. Therefore, anyone who lives in his desire is basically connected to all the other desires, and we have to discover how connected we are, how we are all in a corrected system, connected system, which is called Adam. And by this, we will discover ourselves as similar to the Creator in mutual bestowal between us, and from us in mutual bestowal upon the Creator. All we need, basically, we don't know who the Creator is and how to relate to Him, but as much as we can, as much as to the extent that we connect among us and want to help each other in mutual bestowal and mutual responsibility, by this we come closer and bestow upon the Creator. We bestow our common force. And then the Creator dresses in this common force and becomes revealed in us. This is really the gift that we can give Him, to connect above our ego. Contrary to our ego, here our ego becomes helpmate against Him, where even though it is against the Creator, it becomes an assistant, it helps. Because specifically, if we can connect above our egos, by this we create a place that the Creator can fill. Question. There's a question here. We often say that we unite in the tens, and the Creator is revealed in my connection, in my relation to the friends. So what does it mean that you'll be revealed all over the world? It'll be revealed in my relation to the whole world? Or is it the world should reach correction? Rav, both. There's a personal correction where you have to discover, to reveal your personal attitude toward the whole world and come to a state where you are, where you love everyone. And there's a general correction. the general action, where everyone, all the parts of the soul of Adam Rishon come to that correction, just as we now spoke about you. And then they connect to the extent that they come closer to each other. And then the Creator is revealed in everyone in His fullest power. Question. So, I have to work on my love for the world now already, or should I wait for the next stage afterwards?
We have to work on both. That's why all of our work, especially when we're in a time of the last generation, as Bala Sulam explains, so we need also to try and reach connection with everyone besides the 10, that it's expressed by us advertising the knowledge of our role, advertising the purpose of man in the world to each and every person. And only in that way we can reach some kind of gradual corrections and prevent all the disasters on the way. Because the plan of creation is to bring us, whether in the good way or through suffering, to such a connection that the force of bestowal and love can appear in us.
Merkaz 1.
Center 1.
Yes,
there are many more people in the world who are not engaging in correction, who are more corrupted than those who are engaging in correction. So how will we have more influence on the world? How does it work? Meaning, how is it not constantly leaning to the side of fault? The negative side.
We're not against anyone. We just have to spread the method of correction of the world as much as it's necessary to the world. And from day to day in the world, more forces are revealed. More of the true pictures of how the man and the world needs a correction. So this is something we have to organize and publish and advertise to everyone. And we'll see from day to day how more people come closer to the understanding of the necessity in the correction of the world. All we're doing is the work as the messengers of the Creator. Yes, Owen.
If I understood his friend's question correctly, he was talking about the scale. He says everyone who adds a sesame seed influences. So Eitan is asking, if we put sesame seeds on the good side, let's call it this, but most of the people of the world put their sesame seeds on the other side.
They're not putting any sesame. Sesame is called shifting to the good. Whoever is on the evil side is still there. That's why there's not a race or a competition between us and the world. The world just keeps going as it does. We just have to try and bring it to connection with the upper light. To that extent, we can turn the whole world to go towards the good. And the process the world goes through itself gives an understanding to each and every one that there's no good future for the world, there's no any method of how to exist, nobody understands how to exist. And all these wise guys that jump up and say, I know how to manage the world, we see now exactly in our eyes what's coming out of this. So all in all, we just need to spread one thing. The correction of the world is correcting all of the evil inclination that is controlling and partying in the world. And the evil inclination in every man is revealed and in all of us together, just to emphasize it more and to bring us to the recognition of evil, that then we understand what we need to correct.
Can I ask a question from the study hall?
Yes.
In item 21, what does it mean that the high understanding in the quality of love of others? What is this feeling?
21. That if the scale of merit, that's what.
And immediately after, which becomes the high understanding of the quality of love of others. What does that mean? It's in the second paragraph that begins with clearly, if the side of merit, which is a sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and the agreement to say. So he's asking, what does it mean, sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others? What is this sublime attainment?
That is the future of the world. Those are the qualities of the Creator. And by this, we can equalize and come close to Him and connect to Him. We have no other action to come close to the Creator, to resemble Him, to connect to the Creator, only through connection between us. We can't change anything inside us. Our will to receive remains just the way it is, alive and existing. What we can do is make a connection between the will to receive in such a way that through this we will increase, amplify ourselves times 320, 620, and become as great as the Creator, that our vessel, our desires will be exactly like the Neran Chai of the Creator, and then we will clothe upon one another.
So if there is already such an understanding, why is it called we will do and we will hear? It's as if they already heard. So there's already understanding before they do.
We can do it without deeds. If we just do actions of closeness that we don't want them, that's exactly the resistance. Here is exactly the coarseness of the vessel, that we do deeds of bestowal against our desire, and only through that we can draw the light that reforms. There's no other way to come close to the Creator, only against our desire. Okay?
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. We understand that we need to come closer and connect. But in the end, we cannot do this on our own. We can only want it.
Correct.
So, in the end, it's a decision of the Creator to give us the light to complete the process. So we can understand it and want it, but beyond that, we cannot finish the process. The completion of the process is...
Well, what's your question? Of course we can't do anything. Even to want, we don't want, as you say. Also that we can do.
So my question is, what is our duty in the end? Only to want, and the Creator will complete it?
Go through faith above reason, that even though I don't want it, even though I don't want this, I also have the mind. except for feelings. And in the mind, I can understand that my development has to be in faith above reason, that I go towards the action of bestowal. I'm going to exchange my nature from receiving to bestow. I want it to change in me. I want the Creator to flip me from inside in such a way like we take clothes and put them inside out. I want it to happen. Even though I don't feel it right now as something good, but I can, in my mind, understand that that's something I have to have happen to me. That's why we have feelings and mind. The feeling is our nature. And the mind, what's above nature, I can depict such an action to myself that it will invert me. And without it happening, I'll remain within my nature and my will to receive, and nothing else will happen.
I understand. Very well. Thank you very much.
German 4.
German 4.
What do we have to dispense that the system calms down? You mentioned advertising the purpose of creation, the method of correction, but we have to offer them also some kind of participation of realizing the purpose of creation, no?
We need to spread the method of correction to the whole world as much as possible, because we're already in the last generation and we need to draw all the people in the world to the connection, correction. In some way, to some extent, that's how each and every one can see as much as it's possible, but we have to advance to such a form. You see what's happening in the world. As much as the world is entering a mutual participation, whether they want it or not, as much as it will be in separation and deterioration, until, what can we do? Bring another world war, like Bala Sulam says, the third and the fourth. So we need to resist that and try and spread to the world the method of correction in order to reach the purpose of creation, which is the connection between everyone in a relatively easy and quick way.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Oh, tell me, what is the sign that the world has already reached the recognition of evil?
I don't know how to measure such things. I can't say that that's it. And there is no more, and let's start performing corrections. But I'm leaning on what they wrote, what I heard from Rabash. That's why we need to be like their students to try and reach the correction of the world as quick as possible. That depends on the connection between us, the correction, and performing the law of Arvut between us and spreading the method of correction in the whole world, the purpose of creation, and how to reach it. That's it. Where are we, Owen?
Item 22. And this is what Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, quotes from the writings. One sinner destroys much good. It has already been explained in item 20 that the impression that comes to a person when engaging in mitzvot, commandments, between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impression he gets when engaging in mitzvot between man and man.
Meaning to bestow to the friend and bestow to the Creator, it should be exactly the same. And if it doesn't seem the same, in importance and intensity and so on, it's still because we don't reveal the essence of these actions, bestowing to the Creator or bestowing to a friend.
Since one is obliged to perform all the mitzvot, lishma, for her sake, without any hope of self-love.
Meaning disconnected from himself, to the Creator and to the friend.
Meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward or honor, etc. Here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of his friend unite and actually become one, as said in the article Matan Torah. In this manner, one effects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love of others in all the people of the world in general.
Meaning, he reaches a state that to bestow to one, or to bestow to the whole world, or to bestow to the Creator, the bestow that comes out of him, that depends on him, but doesn't come back to him, that is the true unconditional bestowal. And that's why he only engages in that. Yeah?
Since that degree which that individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit, since his share has been added and joins the shift. As written in the allegory about the sesame seeds, one who commits one sin, meaning he cannot overcome and conquer his filthy self-love, and therefore steals or does something of the sort.
Meaning that we need to try on each and every deed of ours to bring us to a state that we add and add and add to that same shifting towards the good in the world, the good force, and by that we're bringing the world closer to correction.
He sentences himself and the whole world to the side of sin. This is because with the disclosure of the filth of self-love, the lowly nature of creation is reinforced. Thus, he takes away a certain amount from the sentencing to the final side of merit, like a person removing from the scale that single sesame seed his friend had put there.
Meaning, it turns out that as much as we come closer to the end, our determinations, our actions will be more essential, will reach such states that we'll feel as much as there's a heaviness, a responsibility, a force in each and every action of connection we're doing. As much as it will become, in other way, it'll be dangerous for the world.
It follows that to that extent he increases the side of fault, demerit, and sends the world backwards. This is the meaning of the words, one sinner destroys much good, for because he could not refrain from his small passion, he caused the spirituality of the whole world backwards.
That's something very severe, that each one of us that doesn't perform an action of correction at the time he could have corrected, it's as if he stops. He's a bit late. with his personal correction, because he belongs to all created beings, and by that he takes one step back, very big one, for the whole world. Imagine if you exist in a big system, and it's entirely working together, but you are a little screw in there, but every screw is important. And if you don't perform your private personal correction at the right time, so the whole system is delayed and late and corrupted and so on. Even us late in the correction in a certain moment in the general system, that already appears in a very difficult way. And we see it in our eyes. We see what's happening in our world, that again, we're returning to those same states of wars, of relationships that we already thought that we've been through it enough. Did we learn from this or not? We didn't learn anything. That's what's happening. That between us, because of the lack of dissemination, lack of explanation, lack of understanding of the Ovud between us, that each one must feel himself as the guarantor to the others, and then we all are suffering, and we will suffer more, because we see as much as the problems that in the world are increasing more and more and more, and they're before us, and from afar we already start feeling them. Well, we'll scrutinize it. What, Dudi? Can hear you.
As a screw in this system, how do I know what's my current correction so I don't push the whole world backwards?
Be connected to the world as much as possible, but first, be connected to the friends. From the connection with the friends, connect to the whole world through dissemination.
This is our general purpose. He also said that each one has his own personal correction.
My personal correction to be with my 10, and through my 10 to be connected to the whole world. First of all, with all of Bnei Baruch, and then from that to the whole world.
By what do I push the world backwards? By what I might push the world backwards?
That you're not performing your correction at the right time.
What does it mean at the right time?
At the right time means to put all your forces into it. No other answer.
Let's sing a song, please.
Time is near and we will see all people here in unity as one nation, as one home, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. We suffered long enough to see there's no escape, nowhere to hide, no belief to be our God. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. So a light will come to shine. No pain, no sorrow recognize. And then every heart will sing one song. And every melody is one. forever in our hearts. This love between us all. Forever in our hearts. This love between us all. Forever.
We had more questions, right?
Yes. Questions. Itawan.
Caro Rav, ti seguo da due anni. Io sono un principiante.
Dear Rav, I followed you from 2 years ago. I'm a young student. How can I disseminate the love if we didn't discover it within myself and in my tent? Is this a mental action rather than an action of bestow?
First of all, you need to be connected to the people who know how to disseminate. And they have to teach you and use you in order to continue the dissemination. That's one thing. Second, we don't teach love, we don't speak about love, because that's something very distant from a modern man's heart. We just want to explain that by connecting between all humans is something necessary to survive, to keep life on earth. That's what we're talking about. The fact that you didn't study all the writings of Bala Sulam yet, that's a problem. But if you read, especially the writings of the last generation, and they're also in Italian, so you'll see that the main thing for us is to explain to the world that if we don't reach a mutual connection, not love, just a mutual connection between us, for now, to mutual understanding, we're bringing ourselves to a danger of existence. Kiev 1.
It is written about the commandments toward the Creator and toward man, and the impressions from these commandments. What does that mean?
That first we need to reach the existence of connection and correction of the relationships between man and man. That's called from the created beings, we reach the love of the Creator. Through that, we reach connection and love with the Creator, even though our purpose is in general, is that in the connection between us, we reach connection of the world, but we can't reach it. We don't have the vessels. We don't have the preparations. Unless we connect between us, and then we understand that from the connection between us, how to connect to the Creator. If I just come there with a tendency, with a cry to connect, so nothing else will come except for a regular religion, as all kinds of people in humanity have in our world. If I want to actually reach connection with the Creator, it's only by connecting with people first. Those are the two stages we have to go through.
Ita 4.
Thank you, Rav. How can we reach the feeling of the love between us in order to be in our vut, between us and within the whole world? How can we do that?
That's what Baal HaSulam writes about, that's what Rabash writes. How can we reach it? By daily actions that we try to determine between us. And we ask, and the main thing is that we pray. We ask of the Creator that by revealing our deficiency to be connected, to be a whole vessel for receiving bestowal from Him, we turn to Him to organize us in such a way.
Rav, sorry. So what is the meaning of love against my desire?
The meaning of love is that I want the same thing as the friend does.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank
you, Rav. Good morning. So, usual responsibility, is this bestowal? Is this a force of bestowal?
Alvut is bestowal from one to the other in order to be in such a connection between us that we can turn to the Creator and really in that plea reach Him.
How can I, with my actions, bestow upon the world?
By turning to the Creator and you as a responsible one, asking for correction of the world.
Only by this? I influence only by praying?
The main thing is through prayer, but first of all is the connection between the friends, but towards the Creator it's prayer.
We also say that bestowal is infinite. So what does it mean to sentence?
I don't know what endless or infinite is. We need to reach a mutual connection between us in order to turn to the Creator. And if we can be in the connection, so with that turn to the Creator, that He'll help us to be in the connection.
What does it mean to sentence the world to the side of merit?
That I'm taking all the problems in the world as my own, and I'm responsible for them. I'm responsible for them, and I'm turning to the Creator and asking Him to correct. I'm responsible. That's called determines the whole world to the scale of merit. I'm saying that I am in charge of all these problems because what I see is, first of all, in my corrupted vessels, and what I see in the world, it's all my vessel, and the vessel is corrupted, and I'm asking to correct it. I don't see anything but my own vessel.
But to do it, I have to be incorporated in the whole world. Right now, I'm incorporating only in the ten.
It just seems to you that way. You check how you, if you see the whole world, how do you see it? It's all a result of your vessel.
The fact that I see the world is corrected or corrupted is a result of my connection in the ten?
It's a result of your inner state.
And is there a different state that is more real, more inclusive, comprehensive? If, for example, I and a friend don't see things the same way, does it mean that someone sentences to the side of merit and someone to the side of fault, sin?
No. I see you're still confused. Let's wait for tomorrow, and tomorrow you can ask again. Everything has to settle down in you first. It's not your day, as we say.
Baltia 3.
Да, здравствуйте, товарищи, здравствуйте.
Yes, hello.
Как такой вопрос вот.
Hello, friends, hello, love.
Происходящем люди видят зло.
Today.
И нацелены уничтожить это зло.
With what is happening, people see the evil, and they want to destroy the evil. If we begin to speak on that background about connection, then we too are seen as bad. So
how do they want to get rid of the evil in the world? What, through war?
Yes, to destroy the evil, those who bring evil to the world, to destroy them. That's how people just see things.
I don't see it like that. I see that after the evil, there's a lot of people supporting that evil. And you have to turn their head and heart around. A lot of times that they'll understand that they're in a horrible mistake. And it can't be that something bad in the world comes if there aren't people that support it first. And then that's why we need to understand that there's a problem here, a very big problem, a world problem, that there are many people in the world that are willing to keep the wars going and suppressing one nation by another nation and so on. It doesn't depend on one person, as people want to say. It depends on many people that are still not developed to an extent that they can understand that everything can be organized only by the force of connection, only by the force of love, and not through hatred or war. You'll see the world, how the whole world is like that, that we don't see as much as we have so many people that support this evil, that we're willing to buy them with money and honor, and they'll support that evil and war in order to gain something from it to themselves. So it's not simple. It's long-term work of education and convincing and people's development, and very great scrutinies still have to take place. It's not long, but it's big.
Yes.
But if we talk a little more neutrally about connection, then they think that we're supporting this evil, and then it's already aimed towards us, where we are identifying with the evil.
In a more precise way, I don't live among the people you live with, but we have no choice. We still have to explain to them that the future of the world is connection. Maybe it's not a near future, maybe it's not the next step. We have to clean the place from the ones who are against connection, but ultimately connection is the solution. When they asked me before the beginning of this war, before this attack, I told everyone, I really oppose it. That's not the way to correct the world, by attacks. And we have to somehow understand, it's not in our power to stop this, but we have to somehow understand that by force you cannot cause correction. No. Impossible. And sadly, it did happen. But I said that to many people who asked me. I was really, really against this war. Now there's nothing to do about it. We have to understand how we can reach some completion here. There's nothing to do about it. You can't erase anyone. All you can do is to cause the right kind of connection. And then, if we're thinking about the right kind of connection, we're thinking about, rather about war, we're thinking about completion, wholeness. how good things and bad things can connect like plus and minus in all the systems of nature. When they're connected in the right way, in a smart way, between them, an additional force can be revealed from these plus and minus together. Just like in any engine and all the instruments we build, we use both the plus and the minus. We just have to connect them correctly. What's the right way to connect them? That between the plus and the minus, there is resistance. And the resistance is our resistance of our ego. And then we can come like that place, like the resistor upon which we discover every plus and minus in a positive way. That's what we have to do. This is what will be revealed 620 times more. The force that exists in our spark to begin with. Czechoslovak too.
Dear Rav, so is our goal in dissemination to change, to correct the intentions of humanity?
Yes, of course. That's the only thing we need. We don't touch the desires, only the intentions. Only the intentions. For them to be good. And then the desire, what's the desire? The main thing is, what is it working for? If it's working for the good, doesn't matter what desire it is. All the more so, if the desire is greater, with the right intention, and it's doing good. Okay, we have to move on to the women. So please, let's do that.
קבוצת לטין אחת.
From Latin one group. It's written, and the Lord was God, became God on all the land. On that day, the Lord will be one, and His name one. And it's written on that day and not before that. The question is, what does He exactly mean on that day and not before that?
When we complete the vessel, and all the desires will be aimed in order to bestow, from among us to the Creator, then in that day the Lord will be indeed one, He'll be revealed as one, and His name is one. Yes?
Women Hebrew. What does it mean to sentence the world to the scale of merit?
This means that all the souls of all the created beings will connect together and will all want to be in order to bestow mutually, because by that, by all their force, they bestowed to the Creator.
Is it
enough for us to try only even with our lack of correction? Do we need to be corrected first?
You should try to be corrected as much as possible, meaning connected between us and from our connection to the Creator, from love of others to love of the Creator. That's how it's called. That's what we have to try to do.
USA
next.
USA West 2. You said that we don't know what the Creator is and how to relate to Him. So how will we be able to come to a true prayer without the sensation of the Creator? Is our work based only on faith above reason?
Our work is based by the upper force that bestows upon us and giving us an opportunity to be above our egoistic nature.
Yes.
This is called work above reason.
Women Hebrew, can you help us sort the correct attitude, both internally and in deeds, in three circles? The 10 group world.
This is how we need to work. 10. Our 10. Our the personal group of each and everyone, then the general group of ours, the entire Bnei Baruch, and then the world. Yes? And the world. When we... This is how we act all over the world. So, this is how a person should act. Me, the group, the world. Maybe after the group, Bnei Baruch has one group, and then the world.
From PT 6, do we need to ask from the Creator for the correction of the world, or for the correction of my corrupted vessel that sees everything as corrupted?
I should try to see my vessel corrected, whole, and ready for the correction of the world, and from that to approach the correction of the world. Yes.
PT 23.
PT 23. In what has the correction of the world today changed with all the problems like the viruses and war?
I don't think it's changed. It's simply the Creator in all kinds of means. He wants to hasten our development. That's why we are in all kinds of forces that rattle us. And this is how we act.
PT 14, how to intensify the power of our prayer in the 10.
Only by a stronger connection between us.
From Nahariya, is the strongest personal correction taking place during the morning lesson between us?
Yes, during the morning lesson, the correction is the greatest. And it's too bad if you're not in it. It's very important. Or at least later, for a person to hear this whole lesson and to connect, not even during when the lesson takes place.
Rav, there are two questions from the first part of the lesson. Should I ask them?
Yes.
USA 3, when we unite with friends, are we uniting only with their points in the heart?
We always unite with the points in the heart. We don't have any way to unite differently.
Last question, Rav, from the China group. It's written that the light of the Torah builds something new in the heart. What is this new building?
It's the soul of Adam Rishon that we build within the common heart between us. When, with all the hearts, with all the desires that yearn for connection, we take of them the desires, the parts of desires that are ready and willing and trying to be connected. From them, we make the common heart. Okay, thank you very much, woman. Let's continue. Where to, Oren?
There's a question in the hall, if it's possible.
Yes.
Hello, Rav.
Rav, Shomea.
Rav, can you hear?
I hear you. Continue.
We learn love. The question is how to move from self-love to the love of others with your permission.
With my permission, you can move. I allow you. But how to do it from loving yourself to loving others and from loving others to the Creator, all that is only by the blessing we get from above. You have to try to invite a special illumination from the Creator called a blessing, and then you will be blessed. Baruch.
Can I?
That's it. That's it. I can't help you anymore. Beyond that, I have questions from the internet. So forgive me. Internet.
A question from San Francisco. Is it enough for most of the world for them to hear and agree with our educational message, where eventually each of us needs to enter into a process that we're leading?
This all depends on the original desire that lies within each and every one. He has to fill his spot with the soul of Adam Rishon, and we don't have any control on that. Just to publicize about the correction, the need for correction, the cause of all the problems and troubles, that's what we have to try to publish to the whole world. And also to publish as much as possible what's going on today in the world, how much these things are only here to push us to hasten the correction, connection between us. When we'll start scrutinizing that together, then it will become clear to us where we are.
From Kabu 9, can we say that the personal correction is through the connection in the 10 and the general correction is mostly through dissemination?
Yes, we can say that, even though it's not truly cut off these things and that things, but mostly this is the way it is.
From Unity 2, how and in what way is the law of Arvut expressed in the personal correction of a person?
The law of the Arvut expressed in the personal correction of a person, he wants to be a guarantor for everyone. He has to say, the world was created for me, and to the extent that I correct myself, to that extent I want to correct the whole world. There is nothing that I care for myself personally, only for everyone. That's the law of Arvut, that everyone, or everyone, has the same weight.
Tel Aviv 4 are asking, is the attainment of Arvut between friends a sign that we succeeded in connection, or is it being revealed that we're failing time after time?
We're advancing time after time, and everyone together, and these things come like waves in all kinds of directions, and it goes over each and every one to an extent that we don't know who we are and how we're advancing, towards what we're advancing. Really, we don't. But it's upon us to simply be dedicated to the force that teaches us, that develops us, that nourishes us. That's what we have to do. And the more we are dedicated by this force, all of us together, towards the Creator, this is what helps us advance. And we are really advancing. We're advancing good. We just need to pay more attention to our inner effort, what I want, towards what I want to go, what's going on with me, what will happen to me. Each and everyone should put these questions into the flow that he has in everyone else. That's it.
From PT3, a series of questions from PT3. What is the uniqueness of the people of Israel that needs to be starting the correction before everyone?
It's simply a group of people. This is how it was revealed in ancient Babylon, where in them stronger desires for correction, for understanding the correction and for the Creator were felt. They connected together in Babylon, where there was place for the whole humanity thousands of years ago. That's how it was. That's it. However, in them, there were also no, it was the first time something came down from the heavens. It wasn't the first. The first one who discovered 6,000 years ago was Adam. He discovered that there's a special force and that he has a special goal this force is for people. It leads people to their desired correction. He discovered these things. He established a place for studying, and he taught there. That was actually in Tzfat, near Tzfat, Shem Ve'Evel. And then it was there for a certain while, and later there was a time of some recess, seemingly. Then was revealed again in ancient Babylon by Terach, Abraham, etc. We have all this order, the way it was given, handed out. But basically, it comes from nature, according to the purity of the souls. Some souls are very pure, very light. They can feel the world, the reality, the purpose of creation. Out of the, we call it the refinement of their soul. They catch it from the air. They feel that's the way it has to be. Some souls are more raw, more thick. They develop slower.
Who is that Israel today? Who has that responsibility for the correction today?
Each and everyone who feels that he is in the correction, and he feels that it's upon him to do. It's not that someone is forcefully given this. Each one, to the extent that he feels, he hears, he understands that it came to him from above, intentionally, for him to take part in the correction of the world and to be able to contribute his part. That's what he has to do.
Why is it so difficult to take on this responsibility?
One takes the environment into consideration. He doesn't know how and why. Because all these things are in giving, not in receiving. He would make, had he made some profit here, he would be happy to do it. But if this is not respected by people around him, and he has to do it inside him, and maybe he has to pay with time, with effort. Well, of course, not everyone is running for that.
On one hand, we hear from the teacher that we're advancing well. On the other hand, there's wars in the world, viruses. What are we neglectful today in the correction? What's missing?
We're only negligent in one thing, the connection between us. That we have to increase. Nothing more than that. Out of the connection between us, we'll start understanding all the rest of the things from the inside out.
Thank you, that's it for now.
Okay, so what should we do now, Owen?
There's a question in the study hall.
Question in the study hall, please. Oh, good.
I wanted to ask you, I'm not even talking about the world. We're sitting here. I know that each of us in the 10 is trying to go above reason, above all the disturbances, to connect, because we're talking about coming to the connection between us in the 10. So the question is, how can a person go above reason, above all the disturbances, and really connect with his friends?
I should try to connect with my friends. I see that I cannot do that. But I don't let go of that. I don't stay calm in having no war, and that's enough. When we're holding each other, like to keep some safe distance, like between cars, not to come too close. Then this way, we think as if this is okay. It's not okay. We have to understand that any opportunity to shorten the distance between us, to reach connection, and then from the connection to incorporation, then to real connection between us, that's only possible by the force of bestowal. And the force of bestowal is the Creator. So this way, we need to approach Him, to ask of Him, to be incorporated in us, to live in us, to give us inside His feeling, His force of connection. That's how we then will be able to incorporate between us. And God forbid, if we feel that there is kind of fight, hatred, rejection, that's the Creator actually showing us where we need to correct ourselves as much as possible to reach at least some unhatred, that there won't be any hatred between us, no rejection. And then, bit by bit, we'll come to from a negative connection to a positive one. That's our work. That's our work. The main thing is not for there not to be war, not to be in a dispute, so that no one will want to show the other that he is right. That's the main thing. And if we'll be able to correct the present situation in the world, then we'll be able to correct the world and to cause a substantial proximity between them and the Creator. Otherwise, the world will go into hunger and lack of things. And it's a wonder how, from the all the abundance that there is in this world, the moment you cut the connections between the countries, you have nothing. Never was there such a thing in the world. Today we learned that, and I hope we'll learn that in an easy way, and will be enough for us. Otherwise, if we sever the connection between the countries, between the nations, we can go into a world famine. Other questions? There aren't any. Well, yes, there are. Okay. Shlomo, let go of his question. So what should we continue with, Owen?
We can continue the article or go to test.
No, I need this because I hear already from all kinds of places that I'm neglecting it. Even though we're not neglecting, how can we study the test in a practical way if we're not yet in the force of bestowal? We read there about the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, the direct light, the clothing of lights and lights. We don't yet have, from the connection between us, from the created being, from the ten spherot, we don't have a response towards the Creator that we can learn in the form of spherot. Well, let's hope that, nonetheless, this study will help us. Please.
So song, and we'll move to the introduction to the ten spherot.
De fuerza para abrir bien los corazones cuando la luz asome, dejemos nuestra alma libre, llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos, como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, dale, beyaja, dale. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin, a subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo
un nombre a curucarse. Ești vila של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות. עוד מעט נלמד לחיות. אסוביר, אסוביר, אונידוס אסוביר, קאמוס אינדוס לבנדמוס אלפין. אסוביר, אונידוס אסוביר, נעלה, נעלה, ביחד נעלה, ניפול ונקום עד לקו הסיום. נעלה, ביחד נעלה. אסוביר, אסוביר, אונידוס אסוביר, ניפול.